Amen. I believe that, don't you? Amen. How many have come to praise the Lord? Amen. We have so much to be thankful for and so much to praise Him for. And we're thankful that each and every one of you are here with us this morning. Once again, we know that several had to return back home to the home church. But we're glad that you're here with us, and the services are still going on. I don't want to start talking about, well, this is the last service and this, that, and the other. This is part of the services, right? And we're just going to keep pressing. We're going to keep going. Amen? And we're going to reach a climax. And as we heard last night, we're going to put that faith into action. And we're going to see results. Amen? That's part of the purpose of having these kind of meetings and coming together and joining our licks of fire together. It's not that, you know, certainly we're hearing things maybe in a different way than we've heard them before. And there are some new thoughts that have come that just dovetail with what we believe. But for the most part, you're hearing what you've already heard. And, but it's faith that's being preached. The word, as the word's going forth, to stir us up, to encourage us, every one of us will go out and face the world next week, but we'll be empowered afresh and anew, right? Amen. Got some more fuel. Amen. Got fueled up. Right. I hope you're not an all-electric theophany-minded person, right? We're not using, it isn't fossil fuels that we're powered by, but it's the oil of the Holy Spirit, right? That's our fuel, amen? And we want to get as much as we can, right? Amen. So we've been so blessed with the services, and I'm not going to keep you. We want Brother Manuel to take his liberty and take all the time that he needs or wants, and as the Lord leads. But we see how there's continuity in all the services, and we can see the Holy Spirit moving in each and every service, and how the thoughts all kind of dovetail together, and by the leading of the Lord. And you know, the first night expectations lit by the message. You know, it's not lit by what's going on in the world, or even, excuse me, it's not lit by looking up in the sky and saying, okay, there's six planets coming in a parade, right? That's interesting, right? But none of you can tell me what it means, right? It would take a prophet to tell us what that means. And not only that, but some say, well, it's a sign. Well, Saturn and Mercury were right on the horizon on Friday night, so you couldn't see them. You can't see Uranus, and you can't see, my mind's going, Neptune. You can't see either one of those planets without a telescope. So for it to be a sign, you'd have to be able to see it, right? So maybe it's a sign to astronomers, right? So the planets that you could see were Jupiter, Venus, and Mars, right? And the reason why they're making the big hoopla over it is all it means is that all the planets are on this side of the sun, on the same side of the sun that we're on. And they're not on the far side, you know, in their orbit. They're all over here at the same time. That's interesting, right? But we've been given our last sign. What I'm looking for is to see my loved ones come forth in a body change. Amen. I'm looking for a bride to be marching to the tune of the word without spot or wrinkle. I'm looking for my body to change. I'm looking to get up and look in the mirror, you know, grab my glasses and put them on and then realize, man, this is messing my vision up. Right? And then looking in the mirror, oh, there's hair. And it's dark. Right? Friends, this is not mythical. It's not imaginary. This is in our future. Amen? Those are the things I'm looking for. Not to belabor it, not to go on and on, but what would that do for me to, you know, see something in a, you know, wow, the moon looks like red blood. Okay, that's nice. How many times does that happen? Many, many times, right? I want to be looking at the here and now. I mean, there's so much that we've been shown already. There's enough for us to look at in our message, right? So our expectations, said all that, our expectations are lit by the message. Now, if you can find in the message where it talks about Uranus and Neptune doing this, that, and the other, well, okay. But there's other things that are in there that are important to us, right? Then the next night, Brother David Gadman brought another piece of the master with Stir Thyself, and we just so appreciate his labor and his sincerity, and you know, that was needful for sure. And then Brother Bryce Collins, the power that worketh in us, we were certainly blessed by that message. And then we see that he brought it right up to faith, and he stopped there. And then the next night we hear about another power, right? Not that Brother Bryce didn't point us towards that, and not that he didn't expand on that a little bit, but it was just a nice segue, a nice handoff, right, for him to pick up from there and speak about the power of faith. And that was tremendous, just wonderful. Once again, things that we need. I believe that it's spiritual food in due season. Many of the thoughts that were expressed last night, you know, they were condensed because you're able to, when you go out on the field, you'll take things that you've been preaching and what have you, and it's just chock full, right? And I could look back, and there's several of the points that were being made were things that we've been speaking about at the local church and no doubt at other churches, right? But then the Lord has a way of bringing it together and just confirming it and, amening it and the power of this blood. We even took a message here just a few weeks ago with that title, and our brother just really brought some beautiful thoughts together on that and just laid it down and left no wiggle room, right? There's nothing left to do but believe it. Amen. Take that word and believe it. Well, this morning we have Brother Manuel Salazar from Word of Life Fellowship in Española, New Mexico. And we are excited to have our brother with us. And we were kind of reminiscing in the office this morning, you know, all the things that we've been through and how, you know, over the years and how, you know, even though we don't live in the same town, in this case, we don't even live in the same state. But, you know, the thing about a true Christians, true brothers and sisters, is that you can be together. You can go off and fight the battles that you're doing, and they can go off and fight the battles that they're doing. You come back together, and you just pick up where you left off. You're not getting reintroduced, and there's no funny feelings. You just pick right up, right? Amen. Amen. And so we're thankful for that. You know, we're thankful. Sometimes you feel like there are times when all of us feel like we're standing alone, but you just reflect on, well, I've got a brother just not too far, you know, another state over. I'm not alone, right? Out here in the West, we're a lot more spread out, right? We're kind of on the frontier, if you will. Back East, you can just go down the block and go to another church, right? So it's a little different out here in the West. So But, you know, we have one another, and we appreciate that. And it's part of why we like to come together this time of the year. Well, the weather's pretty nice as well. That's a factor. But we like to come together with our brothers and sisters of like precious faith and just to encourage one another in the Word. And how many can say, I've been encouraged. I'm being encouraged. Amen. So this morning we'd like to, we certainly love Brother, all these brothers that are with us are special to us. We love Brother Manuel and Sister Shannon, and we appreciate their stand. Every one of these ministers that are here and those that are visiting that haven't been speaking in these meetings as well, every one of them has paid a price. Every one of them has had to put their faith on the line. Every one of them has had to take a stand. And there's a price to be paid for that. And so I say God bless you, each and every one of you. We're thankful for your stand. May the Lord just richly bless you. So we'll have our brother Manuel come. He counts the stars. He counts the stars, one and all. He knows how much sand is on the shore. He sees each sparrow that falls. He made the mountains and the seas. He's in control of everything, of all creatures great and small. Knows my name, every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry. He knows my name. I'm overwhelmed by the pain and can't see the light of day. Well, I know I'll be just. My name. Aren't you glad this morning? Hallelujah. I don't know what tomorrow may bring. I can't tell you what's in store. I don't know a lot of things. I don't have all the answers. The questions of life, but I know in whom I have believed. Amen. He knows my name. Every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry, He knows my name. I'm overwhelmed by the pain.
Amen. Aren't you glad He knows your name? I'm glad somebody knows my name. Amen. You may be seated for a short time. Musicians, God bless you. Thank you. I wish I could sing, but I lived vicariously through Brother Sean's song. So that'll work for us. Did it work for you?
Yeah.
Amen. Let's see where we're going to start today. You ever realize the... Sometimes you're afraid of yourself. You're like, I don't know. It's not like a plan that I come up here with. I've always not hated, but disliked like a cookie cutter preacher. You know, sometimes I see the youth, and I'm glad that they have a zeal to want to preach. And it's fine to look at a minister and to get a hold, but you got to find your own way of doing it, right? And of course, we know that's getting out of the way. But like, if any young man is getting maybe a burden on your heart to preach the word, it's good to have a favorite preacher, maybe, or somebody that you could start looking after. But at some point, it's not just, okay, we get up there, we read a scripture, we pray, we read a couple quotes, hallelujah, and I'm done. Cookie cutter preacher. Yeah. And then they get up and act like that preacher.
Yeah.
And not expect you to know the difference. Right? But the problem that I have with you is that you just say, oh, okay. You know what I mean? But just say, well, wait a minute here, right? Just be yourself. And I think that's what we need to be today. Just be yourself. So you don't got to act like anybody else. I can say this because I don't know how I'm going to act. Brother Doug's saying, just take your time, your liberty. We've known you long enough. I'm like, are you sure? Because I don't know. And that's what gets me nervous. Not that we don't know the message or the word. It's just that if you expect me to yield, right? You guys already know. I'm not Robert Rowell, but you gotta have class participation. Because I feel like, it's Sunday, you're tired, you gave all your amens, and I gave a whole bunch last night. Gave a whole bunch the night before and a whole bunch the night before, but today's another day. Are you sleepy?
No.
Because I tend to gravitate towards sleepy people. Right? It's like, whoa, brother. I tried to trade places with a brother back there, and he didn't let him. I said, you go up and preach, and I'll take your seat. Because it's kind of nice. Those far, far back seats, you could kind of like be like, maybe I enjoyed it, maybe I didn't back there. But like up here, like, I'm looking at Brother Rick. It's like he told me last night, he said, brother, I can't wait. I'm ready. I said, prove it. He said, I'm really looking forward to tomorrow. And I said, well, prove it. Right? So you're up front. Brother Flint's up front. I'm going to be looking for help. And I hope he just doesn't be like, so we come up, we're nervous. So Brother Bryce preached a masterpiece. Brother Sean preached a masterpiece. Our brother David Gadman preached a masterpiece. I shook it all off. I'm lit. We have the power within us. We got faith. My goodness. I was getting upset with them as they were preaching. I was like, man, he just took my quote. He just took my no. He just said, and then all of a sudden I was upset with Brother Doug. So what am I even doing here? And then you put me out on Sunday. He said there was no ice, right, on Wednesday night to break. And I'm like, well, I would have tried to break ice. I love breaking the ice. So I guess I'm going to have to put my pastor shoes on today. I was hoping for the evangelistic shoes, but we've landed up in services with no shoes. Right? Brother Doug's office back there is redone. Whoever did that did a nice job. It was wonderful. It must have been the time we just redid my office at home. Sister Shannon does the Sunday school at our church, and she said, I need a desk, and somehow she invaded my office. So she's in my office now, and it's such a small office, and we're back to back, but she decorated and it came out nice. Because that she dresses me, she does everything for me, right? And today she told me, you better be packing the goods. And I said, I'm going to call her up for a special. Yeah. I was telling the brethren, I said one time she was acting that way, and we were in Georgia, and we were, you know, at an African church. The brothers had come out of Africa, you know, not really from here, from America, but from Africa. And they had she had learned an African song. Her and some of my nieces were singing it. So when I was preaching that church, I said, "Oh, my wife's going to come up and sing a special, and she's going to sing it in African." And she wanted to kill me. But she did it. So God bless her heart. Amen. But she's here for my backup just in case the Salinas brothers get, the deacon tries tackling me or anything. She's ready. She's ready. Brother Alex and Sister Abby came with their daughters, little Rosie. And brother, stand up so the people can see you guys. You know, the Ortegas aren't strangers in these parts. Brother Matthew, his dad, and Sister Deanne, and his brothers and sisters have been a blessing to us. You know, some things change over time. But you know what? Brother Alex is standing strong in the Word. And so he's persevering with a lot of adversities and things going on. And I just try my best to just preach the Word to them. And he's just been a great help to me. He kind of picked up, not really my bodyguard, but he watches everything. He can't do enough for me. And I just wanted just to give him a little rose and thank him today. Wow, I'm going to cry. He's been a blessing. So the office back there being changed, it reminded me because we were cleaning out some of the stuff and we land up pulling out a book, and it was one that Kim Potter and her husband had made for us for our they were anniversary meetings, but we had just moved into our new building. And they came, and we didn't, Brother John, we didn't remember, but they were taking pictures. And they took all kinds of pictures, and then before we knew it, we got sent a book, a really nice book, and it was our anniversary meetings. And we were looking through that book, and we were just, and I was telling Brother Doug, I said, it's amazing how fast time flies, and then you get here. And then, you know, I don't have the greatest memory anyway, so, but you start looking through that book and you're like, whoa, you start looking through those things and you realize, you know, who was at our meetings. And, I just started looking at those things and I was telling Sister Shan, I said, wow, we didn't really realize just, when we come over here, how long that we've been knowing a lot of the people here. And, you know, just because time flies so fast. And you know, so of course we seen the mercados, you know, Brother Isaac, he always reminded me, he was like the sleepy Isaac, you know, his eyes are tired, and but he let me know he's not sleepy at all, right? But I gravitated to that, right? And so they've been a blessing to us, and I don't see Jesse here. I know that. That we always like to see his mom and dad, and they're a blessing to us. And I know that, you know, it gets harder as you're taking care of somebody. They're getting older. We know that. It takes a whole army for us to get here. My sister Veronica her and her family would love to be at your meetings. You know, so it's kind of hard. Like, hey, where's your family? I'm like, oof. They're watching my son so that we could be here. My dad's preaching, taking the service so that we could be here. And, you know, all these things are taking place just so that we could be here. And we just want to thank them for that. Amen. Also, yeah. We remember some of the things. And, of course, we see the Blunkies. You know what I mean? The Blunkies are there. Big Brother Blunky. And, you know, I think I was a little taller than his son. At that time, that's been how long it was. But now he's playing the drums, and you know, he's one of the tallest guys in the Message, I guess. And You say, wow, we knew them way back when I was taller than him. And so we always appreciate them. And of course, you know, we get little gifts. Like Brother Doug's was giving us some little chili oils, and Sister Lydia, you know, just a note of just something that we could look at. All these things. And, you know, the Calvos weren't even the Calvos back then. They were single, and Sis came with the other three sisters, and they were all the singles coming out, and they were partying and having a good time in the Lord. And so we remembered that. But, you know, things changed too. Things were different. We saw those that, you know, were together. They're not together, but maybe they are together. Or, you know, the Lord knows all things. Sister Elizabeth, we haven't forgot you, and we have never forgotten Brother Isaiah. You know, I mean, we just come in and I see you, and I just said, man, he's waiting for you on the other side. And he so reminded me of my grandpa all the time, you know, when I seen him. And, you know, just because we don't always come and talk to you, or you say, oh, they don't see, we know. He knows your name, and, you know, he's mindful. He's mindful of you. And so God bless you, sis, and Sister Terry. You know, she's a blessing, her and her family, you know, and we come, and we've known them for a long time, and we see her, and we just say, just hold on, sis. You know, God knows all things. You know, he knows exactly what he's doing. We don't know the plan sometimes, right? But you know what? He hasn't forgotten you. The Lord hasn't forgotten nobody. He knows everything. So, you know, usually we get up, and of course all these ministers are great men, and of course we want to mention their name, but you know, you've seen them, you know them, but I just wanted to look out there and just say to you people here, you know what I mean? Just how much that we love you. You guys have been amazing to us. You know, Brother Andy was there. He still looks the same. It's like, brother, do you ever age? And then now we have a whole bunch of new friends, and I just I can't mention you all, but I just, that book reminded me that we are in the book. Right, Brother Henry? We're in the book. And before the foundation of the world, we were put in that book. And maybe something will be said to bring up to our memory that we're all brothers and sisters. I'm not preparing stuff to war against you. You're not preparing to war against me. We're to love one another. And so that's the great part about knowing Brother Doug. You know, we, like you said, we see each other. We don't have to be all hugging each other. We know each other. He's my friend. You know, and I'm his friend, and, you know, all these ministers here, Brother Boy Scout, Brother Flint, Brother Sean, you know, just memories. We were talking about the memories, right? Just crazy memories that stay in our head. And, you know, Bryce has become a good friend. You know, we didn't know him, but, you know, we heard him preach already out there in Amarillo, and we enjoyed that, brother. We enjoyed the preaching there, and, you know, all these things, and the Lord put it in our lot. And Brother Micaiah, we expect him to be here all the time, and he's out working, you know, and things are changing. But man, that Brother Luke has really picked up his game. And you know, he has an anointing that, you know, it's kind of sticky. Because I was hiding the other day. I didn't want to get up and pray afterward because I was thinking of a whole bunch of things. And he had me to come up and to pray. And after I prayed, my wife said, why are you whispering? So I came up here and I whisper prayed. And she's like, that's not you. And I was like, be yourself. But it was like the anointing that was here. And I just walked right into it, and here I'm whisper praying. Lord, help us. So God bless Brother Luke and his family. We have two options today. Short or long. And my brother Reuben always says long, but he really means short, right? So it's not like we'll make a deal, but if I surrender it all, will you? There's still some surrendering that needs to take place today. Hey, church, I peeked out that door and I was looking. There were still some people that needed some surrendering today. Amen. And you know who you are.
Amen.
Brother Paul, God bless you. Come from Phoenix. I can't get over how amazing he looks. He's lost 215 pounds. That's amazing. No, that considered a little bit more shock and awe from you guys, right? The other day I told the church, Brother Flynn, I said, hey, the graves opened up. And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, graves opened up? Can you imagine? How did they open up? A grave opened. People came out of the graves. That deserves more than a yeah. Because if you've seen somebody come out of the grave, right? So you guys already gave your promise. You said you were going to give up all your thinking, all your theology, everything, and you're just going to praise God today, right? Can I get that from the preachers too? Just forget. Just don't judge Brother Manuel. Don't just say, oh, well, he's doing this and doing that. Don't just forget about everything. And just let's worship him today. All right. Wonderful. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Let's just stand to our feet. 30th anniversary. Wonderful. Yes. Wonderful. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's turn in our scripture, if we would, this morning to the book of John, chapter 17. When you're there, you can just say amen. Well, amen. You guys are right there. You can say amen. Remember, we need amen. Or you said really long or really short. If we could just, if you can just catch it right away, we could just praise God and shout the victory. Because enough has been preached already where we should be singing and shouting and praising God and hallelujah and thanking the Lord for what he's done. It's not like, oh, we're just going to wait again and maybe. No, he's here right now.
Yes.
John, chapter 17. We're going to read all the way to verse 26. Notice here in John chapter 17, verse 1, the Bible says, these words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh. Someone say all flesh.
All flesh.
That he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou has sent.
Amen.
I have glorified thee on thy earth. On the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. My goodness. Notice verse 6 says, I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me. And they have... Those are kind of like... I'll do it this time for you guys to say it, right? And they have...
Yes, thy word.
And they have what?
Kept thy word.
My. And they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee, for I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me. And they have received them. And I have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them, which thou hast given me, for they are thine. Hallelujah! And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, and they may be one as we are one. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me I have kept, and none of them is lost. But the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy. That they might have what?
My joy
fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world. Even as I am not of the world, I pray not that thou should take them out of the world, but that thou should keep them from evil.
Amen.
Oh, what a prayer. Keep them from evil.
Amen.
That they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through the truth. Thy word is truth.
Amen.
Pilate said, what is truth? Thy word is truth. And thou hast sent me into the world, even so I have also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. That they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee. That thou also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me, and the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and thou in me, and they may be made perfect. Someone say perfect.
Perfect.
In one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them, and as thou hast loved me, Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am,
Amen.
That they may behold my glory,
Amen.
Which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me, and I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them and I in them. My goodness, powerful scripture. Can you read one more scripture with me? Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2. I believe our brother Bryce had read this scripture, Ephesians chapter 2, and we want to begin at verse 1. We're going to read verse 1 through 5. Notice here in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1, it says, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, The spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as others. But God. But God. Somebody say, but God. Who is rich.
Amen.
He's rich.
Amen.
In mercy, brother. Who is rich in mercy. For his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in our sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved.
Amen.
By what?
Grace.
By what?
Grace.
By what?
Grace.
Grace. Let's just bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before thee, Lord, with our heads bowed toward this earth. Lord, humbled by thy great word, Father. Lord, that you have done all things, dear God. Father, we're so grateful, Lord. We love you, Lord, for your tender mercy upon our lives, Lord God. Lord, the grace that you bestowed upon us, dear God. Father, the love which we're, Lord, that you've taken us in your arms, in your bosom, Lord God, and speak to us, dear God. Oh, I pray today, Lord God, that, Father, I could just step aside, dear Lord. Lord, that the very reality of the living God would speak to us today, dear God. Father, that he would speak not only through these lips, but to the ears of the hearer, Father. Lord, that they would be able to receive, Father. Lord, that something would take place supernaturally, dear God, because you're a supernatural God. Father, we have nothing to offer, dear God, but just ask, Lord, to use this veil, Lord God, that you could speak to your children, Father. I pray that you would bless them. You know every need. You know every individual. Lord, you know what they were thinking, Father, before the service, dear God. Lord, I seen some sitting there, Lord, sitting nervous, Lord. Father, maybe something on their mind today, dear God. Whatever it is, Lord, you know what they were thinking, Father. Lord, you know what's taking place with their family. You know what's taking place for their wives, Lord. You know what's taking place with the husband, dear God. Lord, you know all these things. Lord, I don't know, Father. But I pray, Lord, that you would touch each and every person here this morning, dear God, this church, Father, that they would continue, Lord, to be able to worship you in spirit and truth. Bless this pastor and bless his wife. Bless all those that helped out, dear God, to make these meetings what they are, that we could come and bring our lick of fire together, Lord Jesus. And we just pray, Lord God, Father, that you would just come, take complete control, Lord God. May the Holy Spirit take complete control of every person in this building. And may every spirit that would try to hinder this service be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Every angel in their position, Lord God, we pray. Bless and keep us, Father. Bless this service. We give it unto thee and promise to give you all the honor and glory in Jesus Christ's name. And the church says, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Wow, I just started. Everybody's leaving. You love them? Amen. We were on our way over here, Brother Andrew was, he preached. We had to stay home on Wednesday, and we got here on Thursday, so we thought we'd catch up with the services, so we streamed Brother Andrew, and what a powerful message with the Holy Ghost and fire. And, you know, we're just shouting in the truck and praising the victory. I didn't see all those yawns back there, don't worry. It's still early. And then, you know, our brother came and, you know, shake ourselves. And, you know, brother, when he's preaching these things, I'm doing all these things. You need to be doing all these things. Because some of us need a shaking. You know, sometimes the pastor would love to just shake you. But you know what? You have to shake yourself. Whatever that it is, whatever's bothering you, whatever's ailing you today, just do a little shake. Say, you know what? You know, maybe you got in the car and your wife said something that you didn't like, or, you know, maybe the kids were crying, or, yeah, just shake all that off. And whatever that it is at work or your job or, you know, whatever's going on, just shake it off and enjoy the fellowship of the brothers in the presence of the Lord. And you know, we realize that there's a power. Our brother preached that there's a power, and we know that that power is within us now. And you know, that power is just amazing power. And it gives us the ability to shake ourselves off and to check ourselves. Amen. And you know, our brother preached on the power of faith, and you know, he just did a wonderful job. And you know, after all was said and done, I'm sitting there, I'm just shouting the victory. And you know, the brother's preaching joy comes in the morning, and I said, my, the morning came a little fast for me, but you know, but we're here, and we just want to be a blessing. And of course, we know that, you know, the ministry that the Lord just allowed me to do is to, you know, maybe say something to encourage you and to have a little joy and to enjoy the realities of God. You know, of course, you know our background. We came out of Catholicism, and we were locked in with a veil of tradition. You know, and we didn't even know how to enjoy ourselves. And you know, that might have been a good thing, because now we don't even know how to act. Right? So we come out, and whatever that we would just, the Lord would do to us, we would just say, hey, praise the Lord for that. And you know what? You don't need to know how to act, and as far as, you know, this civility that's creeped into the message, you know, we got to be real pious and, oh, you know, hallelujah. Because I understand that this is a bloody word. That this is a bloody message. And, you know, it's a mess. And I'm a mess. And you're a mess. And, you know, it's all one great, great masterpiece of a mess. And, you know, some people say, well, that's Brother Man. That, you know, he's going to do this and do that or whatever. But you know what? We understand what Brother Bram talked about. These are special meetings. And, you know, sometimes, you know, not me, but you're nuts too. And we're not a bunch of young. We're not a bunch of young, you know. And you can be a nut. Don't be afraid. Now, we realize in the days when Jesus Christ was walking in shoe leather. And, you know, Brother Branham called him Jesus of Nazareth in this one message. He says, in the days of Jesus of Nazareth, he says, when he was on the earth walking in flesh, somebody say in flesh, he tells us that he found a people. And, you know, he was walking, and no doubt he was doing what I was doing before the service, looking out and kind of seeing where the people were at. Kind of noticing, you know, maybe, you know, this one might have a need or that one might have a need. But he was walking in the flesh, and no doubt he was looking out and he seen people all over. Amen. And in flesh he was walking. Notice, but Brother Bram says, he said he found the people in his day seeking. They were looking. When he looked out, he didn't find the people that were, you know, just slumped over or, you know, waiting for some kind of magical trick or circus act or whatever that it would be. But he said there was people that were seeking, and he said that they were seeking religion. They weren't just looking around and seeking other things. He found a people that were seeking religion, notice, but it was a religion that they wanted that would bring them deliverance. Amen. They weren't just looking for any kind of religion. They were looking for something that would deliver them. And I look out at a people today and said, there's a people here that are seeking too. They want deliverance. Who doesn't want deliverance? I want deliverance. You want deliverance. It hasn't changed from that day to this day. We're all wanting a deliverance of some sort. Notice what he said. He said he found a people in his day seeking a religion that would bring them deliverance. Somebody say deliverance. 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 We're seeking deliverance. And notice what he said. He said they were seeking a religion that would bring them deliverance.
He said they wanted a religion that would deliver them from all their evils. Isn't that the reality that we want today? Lord, deliver me from all of my evils. It hasn't changed from that day to this day. We need a religion that will deliver us from all our evils. And for Brother Reuben's sake, the message title today is True Christianity. Somebody say True Christianity. Notice he goes on to, Brother Branham goes on to say, speaking of concerning this thought, he says, that would bring them deliverance. He said, they wanted a religion that would bring them deliverance from all their evils and their enemies. Well, we have enemies today too. We have things that are coming against us today too. And it's not the people. It's not your brother. It's Satan who's trying to attack you. I want deliverance from my enemy. I need a religion. I just don't need a tradition. I need a religion that will deliver me. I need reality. I came out of a place that had no reality. It was cold and formal and lukewarm. So when I come out of that, I just didn't want to enter into another religion that was deader than a doornail. I needed a reality. I needed a living God. How many need a living God here this morning? Notice he goes on to say, they wanted a religion that would deliver them from all their evils and their enemies. And notice, Brother Branham said, and Christianity met every challenge.
Amen.
Wonderful. How many had a challenge take place to them? Notice, Christ and Shula, they're walking, looking around. He sees people seeking a religion, but they wanted a religion. They wanted something real. They wanted something that would deliver them. And notice, we see it's deliverance, and we look at deliverance, and the word deliverance means the act of being set free. And they were kind of like you were today. They wanted a religion. Some of them were uncertain. And they wanted something that would deliver them from uncertainty. They weren't sure about certain things. And notice they were just like you. They wanted a religion that would deliver them. Deliver them from what? From worry. Some of us just worry and worry and worry. And say, Lord, deliver them from worry. They wanted a religion that would deliver them from fear. Some people are living in fear daily. Fear of their pastor. Fear of their wife. Fear of their family. Fear of their job. And they had it back then too. They needed deliverance. Notice, they needed deliverance from oppression. They needed deliverance from oppression. They needed deliverance from danger. They needed deliverance from bondage. Deliverance from sin. Deliverance from demons. Deliverance from drugs. Deliverance from habits. Deliverance from sickness. That's how we found a people in that day. And that's how we find a people today. We want a religion. I need something that will deliver me from the flu. I need a religion that will deliver me from high nerves, from diabetes, from pneumonia, from arthritis, from eczema.
Amen. Amen.
You know, one day you wake up and you have a rash all over your head. You're saying, what in the world is this today? What is this? I never had this before. So you know what I said? I need a God that will deliver me from eczema.
Amen.
You hear it around, say, oh, well, that person's sick, and that person's sick, and this one's coughing, and this one's coughing. Hey, do you need deliverance? We have a God that'll deliver you. But it doesn't change. It was the same way in that day. Christ came on the scene. He looked around. The people were looking for a religion. They were looking for a reality of God.
Yes.
How many know that we have a delivering God? How many know that he delivered him out of Egypt? Come on, church. He can deliver from the lion's den. He delivered from the fiery furnace. From a whale. From the prison. The Red Sea. From false preaching. Woo! Hallelujah. You guys are easy to preach to. You got to remember your promise, Brother Rick. Hallelujah. Christianity met every challenge. It checked off all the boxes. He said, Christ came and said, oh, you want a religion that's going to deliver you from all kinds of fear? Here's the box. He checked it.
Amen.
He came and Brother Oscar, he checked this box.
Amen.
And he said, well, what's your problem? He said, well, you know, I'm not sure. And he even checked the unsure box. He checked all the boxes, brother.
Amen.
This is what they wanted.
Yeah.
And then he came and said, look, it checks all the boxes.
Yeah.
You want something that'll deliver you from sickness? Yes, check the box.
Amen.
You have a sickness that's high blood pressure? He came and said, look, I have a high blood pressure box. And he checked that box too. He said, oh, you have diabetes? I have a box for that. And they checked it. And he checked it. He checked it all the way. All kinds of sicknesses. He checked every box. He was exactly what they asked for. They asked for it. I need this. He said, here I am. And he's here the same way. You need something? He's saying, here I am. It'll check your box. Whatever box that you have, you need money, he'll check that box.
Amen. Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Christianity met everything that they needed and everything that they asked for. How many have been asking?
Amen.
Be honest. Brother, you've been asking for something? We all have, right?
Amen.
Brother John, you've been asking?
Yes.
Because he says, if you ask not you. Well, so we've been asking.
Amen.
They were asking in that day. Brother David, they were asking in that day. They were asking, say, you know what, I have an illness and I need something to cure it. And Jesus came on the scene. Here I am. And then this one had hay fever. And he said, I have hay fever. I need some deliverance from hay fever, from asthma. And he checked all the boxes. Notice Christianity meant everything that they needed and everything that they asked for.
Amen. Right?
Are you catching on?
Amen.
No, it didn't say it would me. It said it met. So all of a sudden there was a challenge. Said, hey, I need healing for this. And all of a sudden Jesus says, I accept the challenge. Here I am. You asked for it. Here I am. Who has a need today? Well, here I am. Here I am. Why do you carry it? Why do you still have it? You asked for it. True Christianity checks the box off. It's already done. It's checked off. by your faith. You need deliverance. Your family needs deliverance. The box is checked. It's already checked off. We have a God that you ask and he delivers. He did it in that day too, Brother Philip. He did it in that day too. He came, he saw people were seeking. They wanted a religion that would deliver them from evil, from their enemies. And here he was on the scene.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. Notice Brother Bram said it challenged every one of their needs. This one would have cancer, boom, meet the challenge. This one had tuberculosis, boom, meet the challenge. Nothing could challenge that word. Anything they had, he would meet the challenge, church. Your case ain't so specific that he can't meet your challenge. The box is checked. You can't tell me one thing, one need that you need that isn't already given. The box is already checked. I'm going to whisper. Brother Luke, there was just one problem. The thing that they asked for, they couldn't receive it. They asked for it. And he said, here I am. Notice he said, it challenged every one of their needs. He said, but they would not receive it. Could you imagine? I need my healing from cancer. And then the healing comes and says, yeah, but I don't like the way it comes. But you asked for it. And he met the challenge. Could you imagine asking for something and there it is? Say, well, but I really don't want it. Notice, they asked for a religion that would help them get, that their enemies would be scattered. And Christ came on the scene and said, here I am. And he's done the same thing today. Whatever need that you have, he says, well, I'm right here. Can you receive it?
Amen.
Did you ask for it?
Yes.
Hey, did you ask for it?
Yes.
The box is already checked.
Amen.
But notice what he said when he says, oh, well, Brother Daniel, that was dying back in that day. No, notice what he says, and it's about the same as it is today. We find people today like it was then. Seeking for a religion that'll do something for them. Brother Merritt, we need a religion that does something for us, right? A reality. Sister Emma, a living reality.
Yes.
But they wanted it back in that day too. But they couldn't receive it. Notice, is that okay? He said they wouldn't receive it. He said they just don't want it. They asked for it. He comes, he meets the challenge and said, here's the answer. Here it is. Notice he goes on and says, oh, they won't receive it. They just don't want it. He said, that's the nature of people today.
Yeah.
I like this part because now you can rejoice again. He said, I'm not speaking to the born again church. Because I want it, brother. I asked for it and I want it, right? Notice he goes on to say, oh, they just don't want it. That's the nature of people today. I'm not speaking of the born again church. I'm speaking of the nation and the country in whole. That's why we ask, come to church. Come to church. And he said, I need something, brother. I need so much help. I need everything. Oh, I'm so sick. Well, come to church. And then he said, well, no, pray for me. But here's the box. Here's the check. Not that it's the church, but it's the God, the living reality in the church. And you want to say, oh, I don't know. I've just been asking him for so long and so long. Well, they asked for it. They're asking for freedom. But when freedom comes, do you really want it? Notice he goes on to say, if you want anything, you just can't rest till you get it. Amen. You ever have those people, you know, maybe family members that hang around sometimes and they say, oh, brother, I really need some help. You know, some financial help. You know, I don't have money to pay these bills. I don't have money to pay for food. So, well, brother, I got food. I got a freezer full of elk meat. Most expensive meat you'll ever buy. There it is. And then he pulls out a pack of cigarettes and you're like, what? So you don't have money for food, but... I don't have money for this. I don't have this. And then pull out a whiskey. And you say, brother, what? So you see, if you really want something, you're going to go for it. And it shows what you really, really want. And they wanted a religion that would deliver them. And he came and brought it exactly what they needed. Stay with it. Notice, but Brother Ram takes it and he says, well, blessed are they that hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be what? They shall be filled. He quotes the scripture here and goes on to say, he said, but today, someone say today, he said, we're trying to give people something that they really need. You heard the preachers preaching on the Son of Man, right? You heard the preachers preaching, saying, oh, you know what? Here he is again. Yeah. He made a promise that he would return, and here he is again. Hallelujah. But do they really, really want him? Here he is again, walking in shoe leather. Notice that we're trying to give the people something that they really, really need. Isn't that your goal, Brother Bryce? Isn't that what you really want to do, to help out the people? Give them something that they really, really need. Right, Brother Flynn? Oh, we're not here just to look, oh, I'm a minister, but we're here to feed the people. The same in CHEVAC, Brother Boy Scout. You're there to feed the people. Brother Sean, to feed the people. To give them something they really, really need. But notice, he says, and they don't want to accept it. Now, that's not just the preachers, that's you. You're out there saying, look what changed me. Look what's inside of me. And they say, well, I like it, but I really, really can't accept it. Notice, he said, they just don't want it. He said, the attitude of the people hasn't changed. Same attitude. But notice, he goes on to say, and yet, he said, that's exactly what the world needs today, is the religion of Jesus Christ. Notice, he said, deliverance from the things they're fearing. What are you fearing? He's here to deliver any kind of fear. Notice they're here to that they're fearing, that they're dreading. Anybody dread? I had a brother that would, he would be a good brother, but nighttime would come. And he said, brother, I dread trying to go to sleep. I just dread it. He said, oh, I just wish that the day would go on forever because I'm dreading just lying there in bed and something's coming over me and it's choking me and I can't breathe. But it was dread. But I want to tell you, that box is already checked off. Is there something that you're dreading? Something you say, I just don't want to deal with it. That box is checked off. Whatever you fear, the box of fear is checked off. Well, I'm afraid someone will think I get excited. Well, let's get excited. I'm afraid what they'll say at home. I'm afraid I don't matter. The box is checked off. Once again, in the days when he was here on the earth, he brought his deliverance. Someone say deliverance. He brought his deliverance. God had sent them deliverance. But it was too unusual.
Amen. 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 Amen.
It's too unusual.
Amen.
Hey, I want a religion that'll deliver me, that'll save me from hell, from all of my enemies. And here they come and they offer. He said, there's a message right now.
Yeah.
It's Jesus Christ. And they say, that's too unusual. That's unusual. They get on the internet and say, that's unusual. That man is crazy. You know that guy hates women? But you want a deliverance. Yeah, but I don't want it that way. I don't like it that way. They're too crazy. They're a bunch of hallelujahs. Right? He said, oh, well, you should see my pastor back at home. You know, he's very intellectual and he talks very nice. And Brother Manuel, you're too unusual. You drive me nuts. Why does Brother Baker have this guy? With all these great big names out there. All these great, beautiful, cookie cutter messages.
Wow.
Just, this is what we got to do. This is what we got to preach. This guy gets up, he says he don't even know what he's going to do.
Praise the Lord.
It's unusual, brother.
Praise the Lord.
I don't like it. Does it bother you?
No.
Sometimes it's like, oh, man. Brother Matt, you know how many people you'd have in your church if you would just learn how to act? Yeah, but we don't want those kind. I had a preacher tell me one time, guys, he said, don't come in here and mess with my foolish virgin. They pay the light bill. They pay the light bill? Could you imagine, you know, if you don't just pay the light bill, right, sis? Right in Romania, they might there, but not here. Right? Can you imagine, Bryce? Bryce, I go to repeat Bryce, hey, behave, you know, don't upset the cart here. They might not be in full on, and you better maintain. But they pay the bills around here. Church, I'm not just a bill payer. I'm not just sitting in the pew or out here just saying, well, I'm just going to be here to pay the bills. Is that how you feel? I just feel sometimes like, you know, I'm just here and they want my money. And, you know, when I leave, I want to tell the pastor, I want my tithes back. You want your tithes. This is true. You do? You feel obligated? But I thought they weren't yours in the first place. Yeah, I believed that when I was in church, but not if I'm leaving. I think I'll take them back and, you know, it'll help stop it. Notice he said he brought his deliverance. God had sent him deliverance, and it was so unusual to them. Remember, Sean was preaching about that Almighty God, Elohim, right? And there was nothing. Remember, it was just nothing. There was nothing there. And we can't wrap that around our mind. I can't wrap that around that there was no oxygen, that there was no light, that there was no darkness, that there was nothing. I can't wrap that around my mind. But I believe it. But it was this great God that would now come out in the form of the Logos. And he would come out and we would now call him the Word. And then we would look and say, oh, brother, I believe the Word. And we'd say, well, this is the Word. But the Word is a person. It's the person of Jesus Christ. It's not letters written. Come on, church. It's not just letters written down. It was the Word. It was that one, the Melchizedek, that when he gave Abraham. And we saw him. Our prophet told us, it's in morphe. Morph. Right? He's just changing. It's the same one. Come on, church. It's the same one, just changing his mask. And all he did is, well, we understand it now, but then he was born into a little baby. That God, now made flesh. We can't understand it. We can't fathom it. I try to think, sis. I said, well, can you imagine Jesus as a little baby? You ever thought about that? What do you think, brother? You ever thought of him a little baby? I do. I said, he was a little baby. I wonder what Mary, she's changing the diaper of Jesus? I can't understand it. Did you ever think of that? So how, then would he cry? Was he a good baby? I think my brother Ruben would be here, but his baby's a little crybaby right now. He said, I can't go 9 hours in the car with her crying like that. I want to tell you, that's unusual. Brother Eli, that's super unusual. That Elohim that the brother's preaching about was now with that little baby. That's super unusual. Well, I gotta stop thinking about that. Because I don't understand it. I don't know how it happened. I'd love to be back there, right, to look inside the room of Mary and Joseph, see how it all happened, how it played out. But I can't do that, but I believe it, right? But you see, when he came that way in flesh, that great God, and the Jews, they knew that he was a great God. Amen. Wasn't that they didn't know he was a great God? They knew, and he was so far out there and so amazing that when he showed up in shoe leather, it was too unusual. Right. They said, wow, that's unusual that God would be in human form. That's unusual. Right. You know what? In fact, we can't believe that. He said, but everything you ask for, here I am. Yeah. You asked for me. The prophet spoke to me, and here I am. And they said, yeah, well, we wanted you, but it's too unusual. Amen. Isn't that it? It's like today?
Yeah.
Amen. So I only get fed by this preacher because he doesn't. Well, you know what? Whatever that it takes, if it's a donkey, I don't care what it is. Usually it comes unusual. Where you have to sit there and scratch and say, man, because that's unusual. The guy's unusual. No, Jesus, not me. I already know I'm a nut. But they looked at him, they said, you know what? We can't take it. You're everything that we asked for. No man can do all these. That's really like, whoa, brother. No man could have done all those things. And you're doing them. And we asked for it. We kind of just don't like it. It's too unusual. Somebody say too unusual. It's too unusual. You know why? Because that religious veil loves the usual.
That's right.
It gets together and it's like, oh, pious men again. Hallelujah. Good preaching. We love you, brother. And then behind the scenes, oh gosh, he's so shallow. I've never heard of more shallow. I said, well, you just told me that you love me. Too unusual.
Amen.
Notice, he brought his deliverance. God had sent them deliverance. And it was so unusual to them, they didn't want to accept it. Now he gives us the answer why. Just in case you're waiting. Because we're asking the right God. Right, I wanted a different preacher on Sunday. I would have given it up if it had been so and so. Yeah, but he brought you the unusual. The too unusual, really. It didn't come just the way that they were used to receiving religion. Now he says that's outstanding as how it takes place today. Notice he says it's very outstanding conditions. The same today. Very striking, he says, the parallel of it.
Yeah.
It's very striking if you think about it.
Amen.
And notice he goes on to say the people of today are wondering. Somebody say wondering.
Wondering.
Notice what they're wondering. They're saying, where is the God that opened up the Red Sea? Brother Manuel, it's real. Show me the God that opened up the Red Sea.
Amen.
They're wondering today, not just you, but everybody, where is that God of today?
Amen.
Notice they're saying, where is that God that set the captives free?
Yeah.
Where is he, they ask. Where is he?
Yeah. Right.
Amen. Can I read you something?
Yeah.
That's a pretty weak, yeah. Notice, Brother Bram says, oh, he says, a few nights ago, he said, someone said, under discernment, Brother Branham's all right. Yeah, he's all right. Hey, when that man is under discernment, he's all right. But notice, he says, but when it comes to his theology, he's all out. Parallel of that day. Right? Oh, we love the signs and we love the wonders and we love the miracles, but it's, that man's unusual. Just a little Kentucky, I don't know if we could take that. It's unusual. Church, it's unusual to them. You're introducing them to a prophet of God, and they look and say, that's too unusual for me. Yeah, we understand that all those signs and wonders and miracles, and no man could do. But it's too unusual. Notice, he says, a minister said to me, he said, right after that interview up there, he said, a minister said, looky here. Brother Brown said, I said to them on the platform, I said, if I'm so wrong, where did he say it? On the platform. I said to them on the platform, I said, if I'm so wrong, there's hundreds of ministers here. Somebody come and teach me what is right. He didn't say it off in a corner somewhere. He didn't say it off hidden. So come on, church. But he said it right on the platform. He said, there's hundreds of ministers here. If I'm wrong, somebody come up and show me where I'm wrong. And nobody came. Nobody showed up, Brother Conmo. Where were all the naysayers? Where were they all? They couldn't confront him to his face because they knew they'd be wrong. They didn't want their sins revealed. They wanted a God that would save them, but they didn't want him that way because it was too unusual. Hundreds of ministers on the platform. Hundreds in the congregation, I mean. Where were they? But now they come out of the wood. Then this one's saying that, and this one's saying that. And he said, well, brother, I wish Brother Brandon was here. Yeah, but you're here. You are here. You can show the reality of a living God. He said, what was in that man is now in me. What was once in that man is now in me. What was once in the prophet of God is now in you. You say, I don't need him to come back and defend this message. All I got to do is preach the message. The message defends itself. We see all this talk and all these big mouths. Oh, Brother Doug told me to make myself at home. This is what I preach at home. Big mouths. So, well, Brother Bram was wrong here. You're wrong. Well, then, stop it. You be careful you start running in those circles. If they can get you to deny just a little bit, what's next? Your pastor said this message is super vindicated. Super, super, duper, duper vindicated. Now you can say, well, Brother Man, I know that, you know, when the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the Herodians came, you know what, they had nothing to receive it with. And I understand that. But if people don't have nothing to receive it, why are we so concerned and bothered? Oh, they left the message. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Amen, brother. Amen.
I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to pray for them. But it's not like, and church, and it does hurt. I know that. I know that for a fact. But it's just like, well, if they did and they've been there so long, mate, you tell that devil to get out.
All right.
I said you tell that devil to get out right now. This message is super vindicated. Notice, look, he was right there, Brother Sean, on the platform saying, come on! I'm ready to meet the challenge! He said, oh, you're wrong, bring it, the box is checked! The box is already checked! Notice he said, if I'm so wrong, there's hundreds of ministers here. Well, Brother Manning, was there really hundreds there? I searched the archives.
Oh, I wanted to know what Lacey had to really say about the picture. And I went over there. I had a feel to put my hand in his side. Notice he says, you didn't see anybody coming. Where were they? And you won't. Because it's not there. What's not there? The teaching of this message. It's right. It's been challenged over and over and over and over challenged. And every time the box is checked. Winner. 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 Are you a winner? Winner, brother. Winner, the box is checked. You already won. Didn't we hear what the preacher said? We already know the end of the book. We know the end of the story. We're winners.
Yes.
Hallelujah. One minister, outstanding minister, I wouldn't call his name. He's a precious brother. He comes and says, Brother Branham, your ministry, sure, you can go ahead and do that. Do that. But if we accept that, are you still with me? If we accept that, our church turns us down. That sounds like back then and today. Right? They're afraid to testify because they'd be thrown out of the synagogue. It's the same issues taking place today. Notice what he's telling him. Notice what he said. An outstanding minister. The guy was a preacher. Right. Brother Branham, your ministry. Sure, you can go ahead and do that. But if we accept that, our church turned us down, and where can we go? Brother Bryce, he was already wrong in his doctrine. Because it's not where. Well, somebody said it? It's to whom? That was the great answer from Peter, right? Lord, to whom? He had the revelation. To whom would we go? It wasn't to another building. Peter already knew it wasn't to this brick and mortar. He didn't say, well, where would I go? Because we know those that leave are in limbo. They don't know where they went. But he said, no, 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 no. He had a little deeper revelation. He said, well, to whom? Well, this one doesn't have it. And this one doesn't have it. To whom would we go? And our prophet came and he revealed it in the marriage and divorce. And he was telling us the same thing, church. We're looking at that. What's he telling us? He said, she's not going to be deceived by another man. She's not out there flirting with somebody else. To whom would I go? To whom would I give my love to when I'm already giving it to him? I'll not go out on you, Lord. There's nobody else. To whom would we go to? You
always find they leave, they're always identified by a personality. To whom would we go to? You have the words of eternal life. I might not understand it. I didn't understand when you said flesh and blood, the same as they didn't understand it. But I just stood there and said, well, you know what? However that it comes, it comes. Come on, church. It was weeding down time. We can see it now today, but it's just, oh, I don't know. I'm a little devastated because those people left the message. Say, well, it's devastating that they left, but I'm telling you, it's doing nothing to hinder my faith. Amen. To whom would we go? Amen. To whom would we go? Amen. To whom would we go? Amen. There's nowhere to go. Amen. Oh, my goodness. Where we go, Brother Ren. Meetings, I've never seen him stand up. 30 meetings, church. That ought to make somebody shout the victory today. It's time for deliverance. I say it's time for deliverance. If you need deliverance, today's your day. Stand up on your feet. Stand up and worship God. It's time for deliverance. Oh, that's the sign today. Oh, Rick. Oh, you don't know what you've done to me today. Glory. Who needs deliverance? Who needs deliverance? Let the song leaders come up. Let's lay our hands on each other. Every minister in the building, come forward. It's time for deliverance. Amen. If my brother can make a stand, anybody will make a stand. Anybody. You young people today, make a stand for God. If you need deliverance, make a stand. Oh, he's here today. Glory. Oh, brother, just sing us a mighty song. How about Holy Ghost and Fire? You know that song? It's the Holy Ghost and fire, and it's
keeping me alive. It's keeping me alive. It's keeping me alive. It's the Holy Ghost and fire, and it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. It's that Holy Ghost and fire.